The assistant coach of the Sri Lankan cricket team is the British former Kent and Middlesex cricketer Paul Fairbrace. He was among those injured when about a dozen masked gunmen, armed with rifles and rocket launchers, attacked the Sri Lankan team's bus near Lahore's Gaddafi Stadium. At least six Pakistani police officers and one civilian died in the attack. Simon Willis is the coach of Kent County Cricket Club and a friend and former teammate of Paul Fairbrace.
Well, I've actually spoken to him a couple of times now. When I first spoke to him, obviously, he was in shock, and obviously said it was a very terrifying experience. But most recently, obviously they've had a few hours now since the incident, and it's all calmed down a little bit. But I think lucky to be alive is a phrase that probably suits at the moment.
How did he describe the attack?
He's not really gone into too much detail other than to say that on arrival to the ground, suddenly they got shot at from all around the bus. And, everybody just dived onto the floor. And, it continued for some time.
I mean, cricket's an extremely popular sport in Pakistan. I mean, it is shocking that cricketers should be targeted in this way.
Yeah, I must admit, I never expected cricket teams to be attacked. Because it is like a religion in those countries. They are their heroes. And in particular, a Sri Lankan team to get hit, I can't quite come to terms with that. But I suppose we're in the world we are, and anything can happen. And, there's some tough challenges ahead for the game now.
Well, indeed. How will this attack affect international cricket?
The ICC now have got to take control of world cricket and really show their worth. I think, they've got to investigate what's happened and make the environment across the world a safe one for players to go and do what they do best, and that's perform in front of millions of people.
Can you see the Cricket World Cup going ahead as planned in 2011 for Pakistan, Sri Lanka and India?
I think that's obviously, going to be a massive consideration for the ICC. As I say, they've got to weigh up everything that's gone on over the last few days, talk to people involved and then make the right decisions. But from a personal point of view, I think, they would have to come up with some new plans with regards to that.
And the Indian Premier League scheduled to start next month. Can you see that going ahead as planned?
Again, I think, they've obviously got some tough decisions from, individually, for vast sums of money. People have got to really weigh up the options and say, is it really worth it? But, I'm not in that position, so that's for others to really think about.
Simon Willis from Kent Cricket Club, many thanks for talking to us.